T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here we go, Nation. Time for the C-Note. Cowboys news of the evening here on The Fan. And it's been a very busy day as they continue to prepare for the Arizona Cardinals. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Okay, hey, shout out to Bobby Carella, All-City Dallas Mavs. He joined us last hour. Very interesting concept from him. I thought the Kawhi Leonard comp for Cooper Flagg was very interesting. Took Kawhi Leonard 3 or 4 years to average over even 12 points per game. But I just thought the playing style was a quite interesting comp that I hadn't heard before. And then, you know, the other thing he pointed out that was interesting about these Mavs is Anthony Davis hurt last night, and you already have Lively and Gafford out. The way the Mavs and a lot of teams have to play their bigs these days, there is so much more movement and change of direction in space. And maybe, you know, it's never been the healthiest position in sports, center or just big man. A guy around 7 foot is always getting hurt. But maybe in today's game more than ever, it is a liability. And maybe you should consider that more in your team building. Maybe we're going to see the idea of zigging when everybody else is zagging. Oh, you want to go perimeter-based players? We're going to go big and just swarm you and win the rebounds and protect the rim. Well, maybe the downside of it is if you're asking these guys to switch and pick and roll and then play pick and roll on offense and crash towards the rim trying to throw down on people, that, you know, injuries are going to be an even bigger part of it. And hopefully we get these guys healthy, because it should be a big-time advantage. But I'm starting to believe that it's not going to be that possible. Okay, DeMarvian Overshown left practice early with trainers. But the reports have come out, confirmed by our very own Brian Broaddus. Bit of a sprained thumb. So Overshown's going to be okay. But, you know, he still has a couple of weeks until that 21-day window returns. So Monday Night Football against the Raiders after the bye. How about this at Titans practice, guys? Three of their reported trade targets, all DNPs at practice. Are the trade chips about to start to roll? Calvin Ridley, Okwankwo, the tight end, right? And then Jeffrey Simmons, the defensive tackle.
Wow.
Jeffrey Simmons would
been,
be...
Simmons has been dealing with a hamstring, though, right?
Yes.
Allegedly.
Could be a phantom hammy.
I'll tell you what, man. I was watching... What was I watching? I was watching Tennessee. Oh, it was Arizona versus Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what, man. It was... Man, he... For real.
If they want Osa, you know, I'd do a little swap risky.
That guy, I remember him in Mississippi State.
Oh, savage.
How violent he plays.
Yeah.
My gosh. Yeah.
Okay, we got Hendrickson. We got Crosby. We got Garrett. We got Simmons. We got Quinnen Williams. Those are the top five defensive linemen available. As Ricky Scoops is saying, the Cowboys are going to add a defensive lineman. It's just a matter of who. Do you think it's going to be off that list, Brian? Are we getting one of those guys here within the next couple weeks?
I said yesterday that I didn't feel like that the league would allow them to do that. And I mean the league, not the NFL. Not the
They'll outbid you?
Yeah. I think that some of these teams are talking mean game. I think some of these teams are talking mean game. Well, yeah, maybe this guy, yeah, for the right price. Yeah, you could do this. You could do it. But I said the league, and I mean the other teams in the league. I don't think the teams are going to put guys out there like that. I think there's some possibly for some minor deals and stuff like that. But I do believe the Cowboys want to be aggressive.
Yeah, I think so too.
I do
think they're swinging for a big fish.
I think they really want to do something big. I just don't know if the teams with these players are going to allow them to do it. That's
yeah, you need someone to play ball.
Yeah, I do believe Dallas wants to. I just don't think the other teams are going
to
let them.
Up next here in the C-Note, Dak has reacted to the Jerry Jones quote in the Wall Street Journal. If you missed the quote, he said there's $100 billion present value with natural gas out there. That's why I'm talking to you on the telephone rather than trying to fix our defense with the Dallas Cowboys. Maybe we'll ask Jake Ferguson about that. Jake Ferguson show coming up at 5:35. Dak was asked about it after today's practice. He said, I don't know the full context of it. I do know a piece of it, but being a fan and you just hear that or read that, yeah, of course, that can be frustrating. But in that sense, I would just say the guy has never really lied about who he is or what he's trying to do. Hopefully he was talking about it in that one particular moment. Maybe in those 5 minutes is what he was alluding to, and having a chance at a $100 billion opportunity, I think you might take 5 minutes as well to answer a call. Hopefully that's what he means, right? But I could see how it could be frustrating. For us as players, we control what we can control. That doesn't pertain to us right now. Our job is to make sure that we're getting ready for Monday night.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
And that we're going to be the best team we can be when we go play the Cardinals.
Who's got Jerry tomorrow?
That'll be KNC.
Hagee said he's not interested in asking about it, but Corey's ready to fire it.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it is something obviously we kind of know, and that ultimately it's not going to change. But there is a part of me, like, we have a, and I think this is how fans feel. We have a platform where we do get to ask them questions. And I do think we have asked questions, and the fans don't get answers that they want. So they interpret that as like, okay, we don't, and we're not pressing. Well, I mean, we can't get an answer that you want. They've got to be willing to give that. But at the same time, like and maybe we can talk with Steven about this. Like, I wonder if Jerry's off doing this, and it is trade deadline season, what happens if you are talking to a team and all of a sudden something starts to brew here? And there's a, you know, deadlines, maybe they're willing to budge now.
Yeah.
Now's the time to strike. Mm-hmm. And this deal's on the table here for 10 minutes,
yeah.
5 minutes, and you got to make a decision. Well, is Steven the one that then steps in, makes that decision? Is it Will McClay? Is it Todd Williams? I mean, who's the one that then, have to call Jerry and get his approval before they, like, does that put them now in a holding pattern for free agents or trades? Because sometimes he's off doing other things.
I think to me, that if you were interested in trading for Max Crosby, or you were interested in trading for Quinnen Williams, that they probably talked about that enough, that if Jerry gets knocked out of the conversation, that Stephen Jones would make that call and say, you know, I think tomorrow what you're going to get, if they ask Jerry this question, by the way, Jerry's going to tell him he was joking with the guy. That's what you're going to get.
Tongue in cheek.
Yeah, he's going to, you know, and that's what he's going to say.
He's going to say, I was smiling when I said it.
Yeah, he's going to say that, you know, he was joking and, you know, that, hey, that I do think about the team. He's going to say, I'm predicting what he's going to say.
Yeah, and I think you're probably very
right. He's going to say, well, I just, in the conversation, I was just, you know, I was joking with this guy. I think that's what he's going to say. But to your point, that your initial question, I think Steven has the latitude that they have talked about deals enough that he could pull the trigger on a deal if he had to.
Yeah, I think logistically they're probably fine. My bigger concern would just be the leadership. You know, it starts at the top and everything flows from it, the energy of the organization. If you really want a championship like Chris Young, or if you really want to win a championship like Mark Cuban, in the last two times we've gotten there, I think you're tirelessly holding everybody accountable and pursuing it. And it's just your tone setter is kind of a businessman. And to Dak's point, I get it. You know, you're making all this money from the NFL. You know intimately about oil and gas. You can use your knowledge to identify opportunities. And when you're waking up, maybe you're more excited about the chance to make $100 billion than win your next Super Bowl.
100%. There's nothing wrong with that as an owner of a team, right? Yeah. But
just don't make yourself the GM.
You're also the GM, yeah, and you continue to tell everyone, whether it's true or not, that you are the final decision maker. You are the person that makes all the decisions. Now, I in the 469 saying this is nothing new. Steven and Will are the ones that are really making the decisions. We've talked about that plenty of times, Brian, on our show. Yeah. But there are plenty of listeners that, for the first time, maybe this has now caused an alarm to go off for them.
Yeah.
And this is new information and they're freaking out. Like, well, my supposed GM is out here not focused on the team 24/7. And it shouldn't be a surprise, but it is to a lot of people.
Yeah. And I don't know what, you know, maybe they just haven't been paying attention or they've been late to the game, but I feel like when I first got here and started covering the Cowboys in 2010, I was like, what's this like idea that Jerry Jones cares more about money than winning? Like, you got more money in the world, how could you possibly want more? And what I've figured out about billionaires in the time since then is however much they have, they want twice as much. Mm-hmm. And that itch never goes away. You know, it's just a mindset of more. And I think it kind of applies to all of us. Like, you get a promotion, your lifestyle gets used to the house you can afford and the car you can afford. And within a few years, you're like, hey, boss, give me more money. You know, you want to constantly be expanding and getting on to the biggest and best thing. And, you know, I think billionaires have more of that, not less of that, because of everything they've accrued already. And then they start thinking, well, you know, what's separating me from Jeff Bezos? It's a big 100x up from an oil investment. So he's got a $1 billion in on this Comstock. Apparently this company figured out a new way to drill. It's like, you know, I guess the same type of idea of fracking, just a different way of extracting the energy out of the soil. And he believes that this is, you know, going to put $100 billion worth of natural gas in play for him. And this stock is just going to fly through the roof. So I'm sure he's super stoked about it and is joking and having a good time.
Yeah, there's no telling how much money he's lost in the deal, though, too.
Sure.
You know, he's in a situation.
Oh, yeah, probably, that stock has been on a roller coaster.
Yeah, there's no telling. He might be hundreds of millions of dollars down. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, no, this might be the opportunity to get it back north again. But, yeah, the fans don't want to hear that. They want to hear that you're focused on your football team 100% of the time, especially if you're the general manager. I could totally understand that. But I guarantee he's going to come out here tomorrow, and he's going to talk about tongue-in-cheek and the way I start conversations and joking and all that. I know people don't want to hear that.
No, it's going to upset a lot of people.
I'm just making the prediction right now when the question's asked. Right. Yep.
Yeah, you talk about that stock, okay? So over the last year, it's been as high as $9, and it's cruised around between $2 and $4. Could you imagine owning $1 billion worth of that? So at
71% is what he owns.
71%. Yeah, of a $1 billion company.
Yeah.
So at $9, it's worth triple what it's worth right now, which is $3.16. Over the last 6 months or so, it's been up in the fours. It's been down in the twos. That'd be an incredible roller coaster to be on. But, you know, Jerry has made reference to how leveraged he is up to his eyeballs.
Yeah.
And if people were intimately aware of the risk that he's incurred in recent years, they would have the understanding for why he still is very much the gambler.
We've talked about that maybe some of the deals, some of the structures of some of the deals had to be staggered because of business deals that you might have made.
We got a sports mix coming up. A mixed bag. That's it. We got a mixed bag, Woolchuck. Where are we going?
All right. Texas Tech's being honest about something we've wondered for a long time. And my gosh, a 33-year-old skipper, does that make you feel old? That's next in the nation.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.